This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Pentagon is discussing options for keeping some U.S. forces in eastern Syria, even as some who are pulling out are seeing anger from Syrian Kurds who feel abandoned. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Defense Chief Mark Esper says the pullout ordered by President Trump will take weeks, not days. And for now, some American troops will stay behind.
To deny access to those oil fields by ISIS and others who may benefit from their revenues that could be earned.
They could end up part of a residual force.
I've made no decision.
Meantime, the Americans leaving the Northeast are literally seeing anger from Syrian Kurds who say the president betrayed them. A Kurdish news agency aired video showing people throwing potatoes at a U.S. convoy leaving their city while yelling, "America, liar." Sagar Magani at the White House.
Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani has met with U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a group of American lawmakers in an unannounced visit to the country. The Afghan government statement says that Ghani thanked the delegation for the U.S.'s continued financial and political support for Afghanistan over the past 18 years. Separately, U.S. Defense Chief Mark Esper also met with Afghan officials. Bolivian President Evo Morales led in early returns from the first round of Sunday's presidential election, but he appears to have failed to get enough votes to avoid a runoff in the tightest political race of his life. His closest rival is former President Carlos Mesa. If the results hold, the two men will face off in December, and Morales could be vulnerable to a united opposition in the first runoff in his nearly 14 years in power. Hong Kong officials are apologizing to Muslim leaders today after riot police sprayed a mosque and bystanders with a water cannon while trying to contain pro-democracy demonstrations on Sunday. This is VOA News.